Legal English Basics, Unit 7, Track 7, People with Significant Control. A company is an artificial person. It has its own legal personality and may act in its own name. However, it is brought to life by its founders, who usually become its original shareholders. Generally speaking, shareholders may be called owners of a company because they own an equity stake in it that entitles them to make all fundamental decisions about the company's existence and operations, as well as to its assets if the company is liquidated. Depending on the number of class of shares the shareholders hold, they may enjoy different rights. For example, holders of privileged shares may have a right to a higher dividend or more votes at the shareholder meeting. A shareholder may be an individual or another company. If one company holds a majority stake in another company, which gives it a right to control it, then it is called a parent company, and the controlled company is its subsidiary. Controlling a company means having the power to appoint and remove the majority of its directors. Business entities may form a group of companies. A group of companies is a business entity formed of a parent and subsidiary companies that are controlled by the same company, namely, the parent. Interestingly, group companies do not have to engage in the same line of business, and each of them may pursue different purposes. Certain shareholders, so-called people with significant control, are considered to have significant control over the company. So who are the PSCs? There are a few possibilities. The first type of PSC is anyone who holds more than 25% of the company shares. Let's look at an example. X, Y, and Z all hold shares in ITEX LTD, 50, 30, and 20% respectively. X and Y are PSCs and should be both disclosed in the PSC register. Z is not a PSC, so he is not disclosed in the register. The second type of PSCs relates to those who have voting rights. If you have anyone who controls more than 25% of your company's voting rights, then they are a PSC. The third type of PSCs are those who have a right to appoint or remove the majority of directors. If the company's constitution says that one of its shareholders, let's say Ellen, who sits on the company board, has the right to appoint the majority of directors, then, even though she doesn't hold any shares or voting rights, she is a PSC. Lastly, a shareholder who doesn't hold any shares but has an absolute right to veto over the company's business plan is also a PSC. There are lots of ways that someone could exercise influence over a company, and it is important to be able to determine the real decision makers before starting cooperation with your new business partner.